we're not talking about the election day. We're not talking about a few hours after elections or before elections. We are looking at the entire socio-political environment before, during, and after the elections. Anybody who has been following developments in Rwanda knows that it is impossible to have free and fair elections. So why do people still think of going there to observe elections? Which elections are they going to observe? There is nothing to be observed, because what we have is a one-man show. What we have is a situation where they have created the so-called opposition. RPF has kicked out all the potential political or opposition leaders. They are either in prison or they are already dead or in exile.
For KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.